Time now, as usual, to check in with the gadget detective, Fevzi Turkalp. Don't forget, you can subscribe to his podcasts for free. Gadgetdetective.com is the place to go, or you'll get them on all those other services where you normally get your podcasts from. How are you doing, Fevzi?
Very well, Bill.
Good.
I am spiffing today.
Well, you can't get much better than spiffing. That's very good to hear.
It's quite up there, isn't it?
It's quaint but charming, yes. And once again, we're dispensing with news stories because it's that festive, non-newsy time of the year, but it's that buying things and thinking, what on earth can I get so-and-so time of year? So gadgets all the way today, yes?
Well, except that we've kind of got a news story. I just thought we'd have a bit of fun.
Oh, right.
So we've got two gadgets, which are... gadgets that help you relax at this sort of slightly stressful time of year.
Good timing, yes.
Do you know, I'm looking at these as gifts and I'm thinking, no, I think I may keep these, actually. They're quite good. But
right.
We've got something called a chatbot. Now, you may be familiar with the term, you know, artificial intelligence, and chatbot is an AI computer program that can respond as if it were human. And they rely on what are called large language models. They basically consume huge amounts of text, billions of documents, and start to understand knowledge from that. They start to make inferences from that, and from that be able to converse. Yeah. So there is a company called OpenAI. I think it was one that was Elon Musk's joint projects. I think he's still involved in it. So the idea of OpenAI is that AI should be developed in the open for the good of humanity. That's the sort of idea. Anyway, they've got a chatbot called ChatGPT. And you can actually try it free online. So I first of all, I recommend everyone does this. If you go to chat.openai.com, set up a free account, just takes a minute, and then you can ask it questions, or you can ask it to create poems or short stories or anything like that. So the examples they give you are, for example, rather staid, explain quantum computing in simple terms, or got any creative ideas for a 10-year-old's birthday. However, Bill... Yeah. I realise that it can be kind of a little bit creative. Did you receive something from your producer just moments ago, which was me asking it to create a short story featuring radio broadcaster Bill Buckley, gadget detective Fevzi Turkalp, and a tasty cake? Did you receive that, or should I read it?
I'm looking through now.
Sorry, it's just come...
Yes, because I wasn't expecting this.
No, I've got a thing about it so much more beautifully.
The stretch range is a series of backstretching mats.
No. Second email. I think. Ali was going to print it
out. Ali, have you got a second email for me from Fevzi with a story that a computer's just invented?
Or on paper?
Yeah, on paper would do.
Or I can read it.
I think you better read it. Go on, you go ahead.
Okay, so I won't read it as beautifully as you, but I'll do my best. So the challenge I set it literally was, I said, write a short story featuring radio broadcaster Bill Buckley, gadget detective Fevzi Turkalp, and a tasty cake. And within literally 5 seconds, it said, Bill Buckley was a well-known radio broadcaster known for his smooth voice and easygoing style.
Spot on so far.
So apologies for this. Yeah, he's the host of popular morning show on BBC Radio Berkshire and has a loyal following of listeners who tune in every day to hear his witty banter and engaging interviews. Okay, so far it's done some research.
I love this machine.
One day Bill received a surprise visitor in the studio, Fevzi Turkalp. The gadget detective Fevzi was a well-known expert.
Whatever happened to him?
Yeah, I know. And he had a passion for gadgets and gizmos. I think it's killed me off of all kinds. Yeah. Well, it is a story, right?
Yeah.
He was in the area to attend a tech conference and stopped in by the studio with Bill to share some of his latest findings. As they chatted, Fevzi pulled out a small device that he'd been working on, a handheld cake slicer. He explained that he had developed the device to make it easier to cut and serve cake, and demonstrated how it worked by slicing a delicious-looking chocolate cake that he had brought with him. No surprise there. Bill was impressed by the gadget, and he asked Fevzi if he could try it out for himself. Fevzi handed over the slicer, and Bill carefully cut a slice of the cake for himself and for Fevzi. Thank you, Bill. They enjoyed the cake together, chatting about gadgets and technology, and Bill realized that Fevzi was a true innovator and a fascinating person to talk to. In the end, Bill invited Fevzi to come back on his show as a guest, and Fevzi agreed. The two of them continued to chat and enjoy the cake, and their conversation was so engaging and entertaining that many of the listeners called in.
Well, I think this is the best thing we've ever done in this bit of the programme, actually. I think that's, what happened, do you know what I like best about that? A handheld cake slicer, as opposed to all those others that involve all kinds of big complicated bits of machinery that you and I've never come across. That's marvellous.
But it is interesting. Do you want to just to show that it can sort of do things in real time, do you want to ask it a question? I've got it up on the, on my browser right now, chat.openai.com. Just ask it something.
Not necessarily write another story, anything I like. Ask it anything.
Yeah, you can ask it to write a poem, for example, or you can ask it, it's just a question. You can ask it about, you know, the nature of human existence, whatever you want.
Okay, I've got to choose well here then. Right, what will I go for?
It's like the end of the Time Machine film. Which three books would you take?
I've got it.
Right, go on.
What will United Kingdom adults be wearing in 2082?
It's not so good for predictions, but let's try it. Adults.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's a perfectly reasonable question. Be wearing in which year?
Well, I said 2082, but where are we now? 2022. So let's give it 50 years, because I think 60 years is pushing it even for a clever thing like this. So 2072, give it half a century.
Okay. I imagine it won't answer this, but let's have a look.
Okay.
Because I asked it how the Russian-Ukraine war would end.
Oh yes.
And it said it didn't make predictions based on current events, so it's a bit circumspect. Okay. Answers as follows. It's difficult to predict what adults in the United Kingdom will be wearing in 2072, as fashion trends and societal norms are constantly changing. Mm-hmm. In general, clothing styles are influenced by a wide range of factors, including climate, culture, technology. In 50 years, let's recognise that, it's possible that advancement in material science, I think it's going in the right direction, and sustainability may lead to clothing designs and fabrics that are significantly different from what is currently available. It's also possible that fashion trends will continue to evolve in ways that are difficult to predict at the present time. Ultimately, the clothing worn by adults in the United Kingdom in 2072 will be determined by the trends, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I thought it was going to say something clever, because the thing about material science is exactly right, because what's happening is we're getting smart cloths, smart materials that can monitor our well-being as well as act as screens and communication devices for us.
Yes.
So imagine that you wear something that notices that the temperature in the area of your spleen is somewhat high and might be an idea to talk to the doctor, or something like that. Or ones that change colour, which is kind of nice, you know, to change colour. So all of that is coming.
It got the environment bit in, didn't it? It mentioned that that'll be a factor. Yeah. So it's halfway there.
So it's not a person, but what was good is it understood the question.
Yes.
It realised, you know, what the context was. It gave us some old chaff as well. But, you know, considering how it's doing it, do you want to ask it one more? Do we have time?
Well, we can always do less on the other one, can't we? I want to get the really good... okay, I'm ready. What is the secret of making the perfect lemon meringue pie?
Okay, let me try. What is the secret of making the perfect lemon meringue pie? So I've just used voice recognition on my tablet.
Yeah.
Okay, it's come up fine. It's spelled meringue correctly, so we've got a chance. Okay, the secret to making a perfect lemon meringue pie is to use fresh, high-quality ingredients and to follow their recipe carefully. A few tips for making a perfect lemon meringue pie include... using a pre-baked pie crust, using freshly squeezed lemon, of course, and making sure the lemon curd is thick and smooth before adding in the meringue. That's a newbie mistake, but yeah, okay. It's also important to carefully cook the meringue until it's golden brown and set, and to let the pie cool completely before serving. No chance. With a little practice and attention to detail, you can make a delicious and perfectly balanced lemon meringue pie.
Again, it's almost there. It doesn't quite know how you make a lemon meringue pie. And I do agree with you. There's nothing better than a warm lemon meringue pie with cold pouring cream is your ultimate. That's your holy grail.
Do you want a poem?
Go on then. We don't have no time at all probably to do gadget number two. Okay, but if you don't mind, I don't mind, Fevzy. We've always got next week.
We'll do one. Write a poem featuring presenter Bill Buckley.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't know me, so it won't know what to say. We'll just have to do things like he's a great presenter and his listeners like him and all
on
that.
On the BBC. Well, let's see. I don't know if he knows you or not. Oh, she is. Bill? Okay. Okay, it's writing as we speak.
Yes.
I'm trying to read it, but it's scrolling up the screen it's sort of like a teletype, you know, the old-fashioned thing.
Oh,
right,
I do,
Bill
yes.
Buckley. Bill Buckley, host of the BBC with a voice that is smooth and sleek. He presents the news with grace and poise. His words are balm for a weary soul.
Oh.
With a keen mind and a sharp wit, he navigates the world with ease, bringing us tales of far and wide and making us smile with his charm and his grace. So let us sit back and listen as Bill takes us on a journey through the land of news and information, and let us be grateful for his presence on the BBC. I wouldn't say it rhymes, but actually...
No, very freeform. No, don't do that. Because I'm going to get some jingles made immediately, right? Bill Buckley, balm for a weary soul. I think that would be fantastic. Price and rating, please.
Price free.
No, for rating. Buy the gadget.
It's not a gadget. It's an online AI. It's just a website.
Know. Oh, it's just a website. Oh, you can go
to it. No.
Oh, my word.
Go to chat.openai.com, set up a free account, and knock yourself out. Chat.openai.com. So OpenAI is a company that does this. And it's an example. And you know, enjoy it and then think about the future and quake.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yes, because one day it really will know everything about me and lemon meringue pies. I've got hardly any time left. But Fevzy, do you want to whiz through one Christmas gift possibility?
I'll do one. Yeah. So this is I had a relaxation theme in mind. So this is a product called Drift. It's from a company called Homedics. That's Homedics, Medics, all one word. They're a company that produce all sorts of very interesting gadgets and technologies, and a lot of them are to do with health and relaxation. So this is something called Drift. It's think of it as a moving sand art table. It produces sandscapes. So it's circular, like a big circular bowl, 21 inches in diameter. And you pour a layer of sand into the bowl, and then there's a metal ball that you place on it. And it's something that's designed to help you relax. And the idea is that you select a pattern, you get an app, there's hundreds of these patterns that you can do. And the ball traces out these very intricate shapes. You can see the ball moving around and disturbing the sand and making sandscapes or sand sculptures, I'd say that. In the most beautiful way, and it sounds very basic, and you say, well, why would you spend money on that? Why would you not just have an app do that? But there is something about its physicality and watching that ball push its way invisibly, you know, because it's magnetic underneath, pushing its way through the sand, making these really intricate shapes. They're a bit like fractal patterns, if you get my meaning, these sort of very intricate natural shapes. And it's kind of mesmerizing and relaxing. And if you want, I found when I was watching it, my mind started drifting away, you know, and you can use it for mindfulness, but it just helped me relax, and I just started thinking of other things and relaxing. And it was almost hypnotic. I'm not saying it hypnotizes you, but it was mesmerizing in its nature. Very, very relaxing. And very simple to set up, and although it's got an app and you can choose, you know, light patterns and all the different patterns and shapes that it produces, it is very, very simple to use. So I thought it's one of those things that it's the sort of thing that I might buy for someone and then keep. I just decide that actually I could use that more than them. Now, these things, I mean, these sand tables are historically very expensive. I saw one just this morning from another manufacturer. It was about £1,500.
Oh, my word.
This thing. I know they're not.
I think that would wipe out all the relaxation benefits to knowing I'd spent that much money on it, Fevzy. Yeah,
possibly.
Yeah.
But then the reason I sort of went to this one first and today was because of some pricing deals. So on the Homedics own website, which is not the cheapest place to buy at the moment, the list price is £500. Their offer price is £350. I'm rounding it. There's a 25% off code that you can use, and also what's the code? It's called Gift 25. And I don't know if you can stack this, but there's another code for first-time customers for 15%. But if you have a Costco account, so you know Costco, that's yep. all the retailer, but it's a membership retailer.
Yep,
so you can buy an online membership for £15 or an in-store one for just over £30. And then you can buy things cheap. Costco is selling it for $199.99 until the 16th okay. of December, which I think, you know, it's still not cheap, but I think at that sort of price, you know, if you're not a member or don't know someone who's a member who can order it for you, then add £15 to that for an online membership. But then you can buy lots of other stuff. It's deadly. Costco is deadly because... when you start seeing bargains which are rude not to buy,
yeah.
then your bank balance starts to empty. But it is an amazing gadget. It is genuinely, it's more than the sum of its parts, if I can put it in that way.
Right, right.
I've given it 4 stars out of 5. It's called The Drift from Homedics, and it's a Soundscape Kinetic sand table. Yeah, Homedics.
HOMEDICS. Yes.
Yeah, and I think the website's homedics.co.uk. If you do homedics.com, you go to the American site.
Okay. And by the way, Ramel and I recommend the lamb chops from Costco.
Oh,
excellent
okay.
lamb chops. Lovely. Yes, we like them very much. Yeah.
Okay, you know I don't eat red meat, but thank you.
Oh, sorry. No, I didn't know that.
Can't you tell that I'm such a sort of health buff? I mean, I eat only the yes. freshest cake
you
for breakfast.
You only eat chocolate cake. I have to investigate their patisserie section and report back to you, Fevzy.
I'm a complicated individual. What can I do?
7 days' time, yes. If my nerves will stand it. All right, we'll talk again then.